how a soul center or church might use pet-assisted ministry wisely. Pet-assisted chaplaincy becomes especially meaningful when it is connected to a local ministry structure, such as a church, a soul center, a visitation team, or a community care effort. Why? Because sustainable ministry usually grows best inside real relationships, real accountability, and real places of service. A church or soul center can help pet-assisted ministry become wiser, steadier, and more useful. Instead of one person simply taking a pet into random situations, the ministry can become part of a broader pattern of care. It can serve neighborhood outreach, elder visitation, seasonal ministry, community hospitality, disability-aware events, gentle prayer support, and other approved settings where the animal's presence truly fits. For example, a soul center may develop a community-facing rhythm of care. Perhaps neighbors gather for conversation, prayer, encouragement, fellowship, or simple hospitality. In that setting, a calm and well-handled animal may help lower social tension and create a welcoming atmosphere. But the ministry still needs oversight. Someone should know the purpose of the visit or gathering, the limitations of the animal, and how to protect both people and the ministry environment. A church may also use pet-assisted ministry in elder care visitation. A trained chaplain or visitation minister might serve in nursing homes, assisted living centers, or home visits where permission is clear and the setting is appropriate. In that case, the church is not simply sending out a pet. The church is sending a prepared minister with a wisely managed ministry support. That difference matters. Churches or soul centers may also use pet-assisted ministry in holiday seasons. During Christmas outreach, remembrance gatherings, or tender times of grief and loneliness, a suitable animal may support a softer and more approachable atmosphere. Yet even there, the church must avoid sentimentality. The goal is not to create a cute event. The goal is to create a trustworthy space for real human care, spiritual openness, and Christ-centered presence. A wise church or soul center will also ask good questions before launching this kind of effort. Who is overseeing the ministry? What animals are actually appropriate? What settings are approved? What permissions are required? What hygiene standards must be followed? How will we know when the animal is tired? Who decides when not to proceed? How does this fit our larger ministry calling? Those questions protect the ministry from becoming random or personality-driven. Another important issue is team culture. A church or soul center should never pressure people to interact with an animal. Some individuals are afraid, allergic, grieving, cautious, or simply uncomfortable. Wise ministry leaves room for that. Pet-assisted ministry should feel invitational, not assumed. People should be free to engage slowly, observe from a distance, or decline contact entirely. That is one of the marks of mature ministry. It honors dignity. A church or soul center can also help by keeping this ministry connected to prayer, scripture, care follow-up, and real pastoral attention. The animal may open the moment, but the ministry community sustains the deeper care. That is where long-term fruit begins to grow. And perhaps that is the best way to think about pet-assisted ministry in a church or soul center. It is not a side attraction. It is not a novelty department. It is not a sweet extra for animal lovers. It is one possible ministry support within a larger body of Christ-centered care. Used wisely, it can help people feel safer. It can help lonely people open up. It can support visitation. It can strengthen hospitality. It can soften entry into community, but only when it is governed by love, wisdom, accountability, and clear purpose. That is how a church or soul center might use pet-assisted ministry wisely. And when it is used that way, it becomes not just memorable, but genuinely fruitful.